Se acerca la fecha de lanzamiento de You Are Someone Else, el disco debut de Fickle Friends, y para platicar de ello tenemos a Nati en la línea telefónica. Hola, Nati.
Hola.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well also. Fickle Friends, I read that you play in 53 festivals over 2 years. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
How crazy was that?
It was intense, but a lot of fun.
It's very interesting how your music was received all over the UK and over Europe with an independent work.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy that you can, you know, put a song out and everyone all over the world can hear that one song. And I'm just sat here in Brighton.
But it's also very interesting how the digital media play a key role in how the people receive your music.
Yes. The media, did you say?
Yes. The websites, blogs, online radio stations plays your music before traditional radio stations.
Yeah. I mean, the whole reason that our first song was heard in so many places was because it got blogged online so much all around the world. Which was pretty crazy, because you kind of think that your song won't go further than the UK to begin with. So we were very lucky.
And how was the deal to sign with Polydor?
It took a long time. We had to work very, very hard. But we got there in the end, and they've been really good to us. And, you know, that we've been crazy busy ever since, and continue to be so.
And give Polydor to your music or to your career?
They just allowed us more freedom, really. Before, when we were kind of a do-it-yourself band, we were driving ourselves, and we were really knackered, and we had no money. And, you know, our music has kind of been on blogs and stuff, but it hadn't gone much further than that. So it kind of, you know, we now have the luxury of, you know, a tour manager and a tech and people to kind of help carry the load and, you know, let us kind of play better shows and make the show better. And, you know, we got the chance to go to LA and record some of the album there, which we'd have never been able to do if it wasn't for Polydor.
And why did you decide to make your album in LA?
Because Mike Crosby, who is one of the producers we've worked with on the record, he's based out there and he has a studio there. So we flew out there to do a few months recording with him, which is amazing. He's the reason, basically, that we got to go out there.
And how was the interaction with him as a producer?
It was a learning curve. It was really interesting because he works in a very different way to what we do. He's very old school. We're very kind of new. We write our songs and we produce them as we write, and, you know, he's more of an engineer, and he knows how to kind of, you know, record drums and make, like, guitars sound incredible, and, you know, recording them through 5 amps and doing all this flashy stuff. And we're kind of used to, you know, sitting in our bedroom and recording everything really quickly on Logic. So yeah, we learned so much, and it was really inspiring. And we actually ended up writing a lot of music whilst we were at his studio, which meant when we came back to the UK, we had lots of music that we also wanted to add to the album.
It's one of the greatest things to have a producer that involves with you in your work, because, as you said, he gives you a lot of interest about another kind of music, another elements of music.
Definitely, yeah. And he's known for, you know, producing rock bands mainly, and we're very pop, but you know, he did such an amazing job with the 1975, and we kind of thought that it would be really interesting to work with him and see how different he could make our music sound, and I think you can hear that on the songs that he's done on the album.
And actually, the vibe in LA, it's very, very different than Brighton.
Very different, Yeah. It was cool because we kind of were able to focus more, and it was like we felt really inspired. Sometimes when we were at home, you're kind of easily distracted and you can kind of, you know, hit a brick wall and get writer's block. And out there, because we had a change of scenery and stuff, we just kind of felt really inspired and we had loads of ideas and, you know, we were meeting lots of new people and doing new things. So, yeah, that was a massive part of the album.
And you will release You Are Someone Else on March 16.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to listen the whole album. I know for sure that your previous singles have been a smash, not only in UK and Europe, but in Mexico. You have a lot of fans.
Really amazing! That's cool.
I guess that you interact with them on social media.
As much as possible. We'd really, really love to get out there and play a show. It's kind of weird because you never really know how many fans you have, but you look on Spotify and see who's listening to your music, and, you know, I can see that there's kind of hundreds of people listening to our music in Mexico, and it's kind of crazy. So, yeah, we definitely want to come out and play a show there sometime soon.
And you had a... two very busy years. In 2018, what do you want to do? Still on tour, make more festivals?
We'd love to do a lot more international festivals, I think. That would be amazing. But I just kind of hope that we get to, you know, the album does well and we get to do a second album and, you know, visit the countries we haven't been to yet.
Looking
That's
forward to.
The
I hope that you will come to Mexico very, very soon. I know that the Mexican audience will give you a very warm welcome.
Amazing. That's cool. Well, we better come out soon then.
Yes, please. We will listen the album. You will release the album on digital platforms and also as a CD or vinyl.
Yep, and we're doing a cassette as well.
Ah, cool! It's amazing how the cassette have returned to our music, to our lives.
I know. It's just kind of more of a vanity thing. It's just quite cool. And it's really, really cheap to make, so, you know, the kids can, like, really latch onto it because it only costs, you know, £5 in the UK.
Well, it's not cheap, but it's interesting. Do you have a cassette collection?
I actually don't. My dad does. I'm more of a vinyl collector.
And what's the cassette that do you listen the most?
Which cassette?
Yes. Do you listen to some artist on cassette?
I got one cassette the other day, and it was Mabel and her mixtape, so I thought that. I just have to find a cassette player first.
I will find it when you release your album. Looking forward to see you soon in Mexico, and listen, You Are Someone Else.
Thank you so much, you too.
See you soon.
See you soon.